St. John tells us that Jesus was deeply troubled. We had that similar phrase, almost the same words, when Jesus encounters the death of Lazarus. He's perturbed and deeply troubled. That's John chapter 11, and then in John chapter 12, when the Greeks come to him and he realizes that his hour has now come, he once again tells us that Jesus is deeply troubled. This stirring of his spirit in the face of death and the reality of what sin has done and brought into our world. But then we see how just a few verses later, he's speaking with such power and authority about the glory of God and the glory of God being made manifest. And so even in this episode, when there's betrayal at hand and confusion among the disciples, we still see that Jesus is in charge. Even though his spirit is troubled at the face of death, he still realizes what's happening, and he's allowing these things to happen. And he's in control. So as we enter more deeply into this Holy Week, this retreat with the Lord, as he goes to battle against Satan, against sin, and against death, and as we know that he will rise triumphantly, and we can allow this episode of John's Gospel to awaken within us some of those stirrings of our spirit. Like, when have I been John? When do I take the opportunity to lay my head against the chest of Jesus and enter into an intimate conversation and allow him to share his heart with me? When have I been Peter, zealous, a little maybe braggadocious and arrogant, just ready to do whatever, not really counting the cost? When have I been Judas, just so self-absorbed with my own desire for how things should be that I willingly turn my back on the Lord? So great points of meditation for us. Not with fear or condemnation do we enter into this meditation, because again, Jesus is in charge, and he's inviting us to enter into this because he has conquered. The victory is his. And if we don't allow the truth of who we are and how we are to be brought to the light of Jesus Christ, we will kind of say we can waste this week. We could have wasted this season of Lent. Because until we know who we are, we surrender that completely to the truth of Jesus Christ, we can't truly rise with him on Sunday. We can come to Mass and go through the emotions, but we really need to surrender the truth of who we are. And what a kind of ominous four words John gives us in English. And it was night. The darkness had settled over and into Judas. Physically, yes, it was night, but the darkness of his soul as he betrayed the Lord. This week of Holy Week, this season of Lent, is to bring us out of that darkness into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. The light that we heard about in that first reading, that second servant song from Isaiah. It says, it's too little for you to be a light just to the northern tribes. No, you will be a light to the nations. This is the promise, the prophecy that the children had received, the chosen children had received, that one of their own would be coming and he would bring light to the entire nations, to the entire world. And as baptized members of the body of Christ, incorporated into his person, we participate in that. That yes, there's times when it is night, but joy comes in the morning, as we read, and light has penetrated the darkness, and the darkness is no more. We live this week well, this little retreat that the scriptures are giving us, so that these three holy days that are coming so very quickly, that we can live them well and rise to new life into the light of Jesus Christ, so that he who is the light to the nations, that light will shine through us. And in a world that seems to be getting darker and darker every day, we have the opportunity, the invitation to bring that light to the nations. This very special time that Mother Church is giving us, let us live this week well. Enter into the characters, the different people in these scenes, trusting that God is in control, and that we have nothing to fear, because truly the light has conquered the darkness.